I'm Paul.
I'm Mia.
Today on the show, we're talking about some interesting branded videos.
A ridiculous moment from Amy Poehler's podcast.
And how a film composer got his start in his dorm room.
This is Gems of the Internet. Hey, Paul.
Hey. On this episode, I kind of inadvertently have another theme.
Oh, okay. I love a theme. Yeah. It helps us kind of stay organized.
Yeah. It kind of makes me think when I'm like looking for stuff because there's just so much to look at. And I find myself saving things just as I find them.
Oh, yeah. I have a big kind of dump on Notion.
Nice. Yeah. And I'm like, I got to like organize this somehow. Last episode, all of my gems were Lorde related in some way. They were interviews with her. On this episode, I want to talk about brands that are making short form that feel authentic and good.
Yeah, and not just unhinged for the sake of it.
Yeah, and they don't feel like an ad that you want to swipe past. It's almost like you want to watch these ads.
I love when you don't realize it's an ad and then you do realize, but you're not mad about it.
Yes. Yeah, that feeling is huge. I love when you see a video and there's a quick moment of disbelief that it's coming from that brand's account. Like this first one. So this first video is an Amtrak video. Like Amtrak is like the trains.
Okay.
And the title of the video is, "Can you believe it's officially summer? Monster views, mega legroom, extreme relaxation. Are you ready?"
Whoa, that was a mouthful.
Like, I don't know if that's like in the caption. I saw this on Instagram. It's an Instagram reel. And it's so goofy. It's sort of like got this announcer that makes it sound like they're talking about...
Like it's on a train.
No. It's not even like that. It's like...
Oh, like a monster truck rally announcer. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like the voiceover sounds like they're getting you riled up for some monster truck event or something.
Okay.
See fan favorites like Tyrannosaurus Rex, Mega Loco, and the City of New Orleans.
They're like talking about things that happen on airplanes and how like... those are not as good as the experience of train travel.
Airplanes are their big enemy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they're like small windows, small bags of pretzels, like middle seats. Like it's so funny.
You can't even
see
the mountains up close.
Right. It's just like, it's one of those things where you're like, how did this get through the cracks? Like who
approved?
Yeah. Like, and I'm sure like it was a risk for them to do, but it definitely paid off. I feel like this is the first time I've ever cared about any media coming from any like airline, transportation company, train company.
It makes sense though, because I do feel like trains skew older, and so they might be trying to like get the Gen Z younger people to take trains. Yeah.
Maybe. When was the last time you took a train?
Oh my gosh. Not in the last like 10 years. I mean, does the subway count? I don't think so.
Subway could count, but maybe less so. Like an Amtrak.
Yeah,
like a
proper Amtrak.
Like, I have taken it more recently going to Santa Barbara.
Oh, pretty.
Just hop on the train along the coast.
Yeah,
it goes right up the coast. There were some issues after the fires. They couldn't like run the train anymore, but it's a great vibe.
Yeah, I do love train travel. I like to kind of take it slow and not be rushing and see nature more. Yeah.
But I will say this video did influence me. I haven't taken a
train. You're buying your tickets?
I think that they are back up and running since the fires and everything, but it's just a good vibe. Bring your laptop, get a little bit of work done. It's just like dedicated time to be
legroom,
productive. Like,
less expensive. That reminds me of the, I can't remember which one started it. It might have been the Milwaukee Public Library, but there was a whole public library genre on TikTok where they were making these kind of like slightly unhinged videos convincing people to come in. But this video specifically, the energy of this one reminded me of a Pine Sol official branded video where they made a song about cleaning. I'll just leave it at that. OMG DePine is the name of the song.
I clean so deep I got out all my anger. OMG DePine.
I'm really impressed with how people are doing branded videos these days, because I think that now we're living in a world where we know that you don't want to just watch someone talk about a product. You want to watch a good video that happens to have a product.
The bar has been raised.
Yes. In this Amtrak video, I'm not saying it's like the best one ever, but it's just fun to see a brand doing something different.
Yeah, see them trying something like kind of, not being so like corporate.
Right, and it works. It actually works better than whatever they were doing before. Like, it's very impressive and cool, and it made me think like, I need to start making videos for Patreon that feel like this.
Yeah, you want to use the Comic Sans font. And So, my first gem is a video called "He Started in a Dorm Room, Now His Music is on Netflix" by a very small channel with about 500 subscribers called Make Typos. And it just got served on my YouTube homepage, and I'm very glad I clicked on it.
I love that. I love when you get a niche video. Did you watch anything else on their channel? It was just the only...
I actually didn't. I've been meaning to, but this is the first one that kind of convinced me to click.
Yeah. I only watched this one video because you shared it with me, and it was surprisingly nice. Like, it was a sweet vibe. I will say there was a bit of a lack of a story.
Yeah, kind of just hanging out in the studio.
But sometimes that's cool.
Basically, the video is following this guy's bird's eye view of his career journey into becoming a movie composer. And so he started by making music in his dorm room, and now he's like worked under Hans Zimmer and does like really great scores for National Geographic documentaries.
So cool.
And it's kind of like these two interviewers getting a peek into his studio. And what I really like is one part of the video, they show like a V1 and a V2 of the songs, and they show like what he was going for and then what changed throughout the different versions.
Pretty fucking good.
It's pretty close, actually. It's a pretty good sketch, I gotta say. But you can get the mix is like darker. It's not as clean.
When they do that, like the first version, like the demo, is so good.
And yeah, you're
like,
already.
Wow, it's so good.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and then we went to a studio somewhere and filmed real musicians. Mm-hmm. And we've got like a string quartet and like a violinist.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, oh, that's really good. Like, it's like, it just levels up.
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool. It was a little overwhelming, actually. I'm like, dang, this guy's so talented.
Yeah, at how good he is. One thing I thought was cool was the directors that he worked with for a documentary that was set in Chile. Mm-hmm. They flew him as the composer. They flew him out to Chile to record the instruments of the actual village that they were filming in. And so, I don't know. I just thought that it was cool that they included him in the creative process.
Yeah, I love when you hear a composer talking about like any music. I mean, even any artist, but just especially something about a movie composer. It's like they take the care to make the instruments have their own story.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a moment in this video where he's talking about like a little toy piano and he's like, this is from like 1971. It was like built
the
in
factory
Europe.
Burned
like,
down.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Like there's like a whole story behind this thing.
Yeah.
And then it has this kind of like haunting sound to it that almost like carries that story through the sound.
He's like a sample will not give you this same feel.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love that people in the film industry as a whole, and really any facet of it, like composers, cinematographers, like set designers, anything, writers, everything, they'll take the time and the care to really like infuse more story into their craft.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really inspired to see that too. And I was like, oh, this guy is legit because he's doing that. Like he gets it.
Yeah, he worked on a documentary about a tennis player during World War II, and he went on a professional tennis court and like recorded the sounds of this pro athlete like training, and then used that to create the score and like use the racket hits as like the
That's
drum.
That's cool.
And, yeah.
That's super
very
cool.
Very creative.
That was a great find and a cool channel to see, like just like a very young channel making cool content from the get-go.
The production quality is really good, and I like that they kind of let the subject lead in terms of what he's interested in. Like it's always fun to see someone be like, oh, this is my toy piano and this is my crazy drum that I got in Chile, and like kind of go through his studio based on like what interests him the most.
Yeah, it really just felt like you were a fly on the wall. It was great. It was great. This next video was for Rotor Rooter Plumbing.
Tongue twister.
And it's an Instagram reel. It's this like kind of sick skate video with these plumbers, and they're just like shredding up a skate park.
Yeah. And shredding the pipes.
Yeah. And it like looks like they're in their uniform and they got like the badge and like everything. And like, so they look like real plumbers, and they're doing tricks with like plungers. They're like sticking a plunger on the wall.
And
like jumping over it, and they put a toilet, and they're doing like tricks over a toilet. Like it's so goofy. It's like got like this like kind of like rock and roll like punk type like skate video music.
Like we're not like the other plumbing companies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like they've got like the fisheye lens. It's like it's done pretty well. Like I'm curious if the person that made it has a background making skate videos, because that is kind of hard aesthetic.
It feels like they understand what has to go into it.
Yeah, they understood the assignment. There's like no dialogue or anything. It's just sort of like fun skate videos. And then at the end, it says like, we get pipes, or like, we understand pipes or something. It's just like,
we know
so,
our pipes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, it's like, we get it. Plumbers work with pipes. Like, skaters have pipes. Like, it was great. I was just impressed by it. And again, it's another brand doing something mm-hmm. that's a little bit like left field. It's not
yeah, they're
like
trying something new.
Thing.
I hope you don't need their services anytime soon.
I know.
Soon. Yeah.
Me too.
So my next gem is also an Instagram reel. It's Seth Meyers talking to Amy Poehler about the first 3 minutes of one of her episodes from her podcast, Good Hang. Yes. And Seth is explaining a comedy of errors that happened with Rachel Dratch.
The amount in the last month, people have been like, oh my God, I can't stop watching the clip.
I can't either. I
where Dratch's headphones tangle and then the doorbell rings.
It's just so funny. They're getting set up at the beginning of the episode. Rachel is walking around because her laptop died and she had to plug it in. And then she's trying to untangle her corded headphones. And then her old-timey doorbell rings because her DoorDash driver just arrived and that makes her dog bark. And Seth described it as like watching a one-woman show almost. And Amy says that it's almost like just a Broadway clown. And I thought that they were exaggerating until I actually saw the clip. And I laughed so hard I cried, so, basically.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
And then to make it clear, they're on Zoom. So it's
yes.
like, so she's like, you see her like carrying her phone or her camera around.
Yeah. Dratch is so putting her headphones on in a way. It's a 30% chance she strangles herself.
I know. This is a very typical Dratch entry.
Did you see the Instagram reel where they were recapping it before you saw the original video?
Yes. Okay. So I saw the recap and okay. I saw the description of what it was and okay. then I had to look on TikTok.
Got
we'll
it.
Link both, so don't worry. But yeah, I saw them describe it and I was like, wait, a clown brought one woman? I thought this was a podcast. It's over Zoom.
Yeah.
And then I saw the actual clip.
Yeah.
And Rachel Dratch, you can just tell this is how she lives. She's like, this is just classic. Like this is a normal day of chaos.
It was so funny. Yeah. It's like one of those things where like you have to watch it to understand what we're yeah. talking about. When I first saw the Instagram reel, I was like, what are they talking? Like, did mm-hmm. I miss something? So I had to watch the actual clip first and then go back and watch the Instagram reel to
yeah.
understand it.
There's just so many layers to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because they're like yeah. recapping it, but it is so fun. And they say that they cut a lot of it out. Like, they just mm-hmm. like, there's literally, like, she like holds up her headphones and somehow it's like wrapped around her neck.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Because they're doing a podcast, so it's like wrapped around. And then like, it sounded like her like audio recorder, her microphone ran out of batteries or
yeah.
she didn't have the right batteries. So then that didn't work.
She's like, we don't need a mic for this,
so chaotic,
right?
Like, and I think that was maybe the first episode of Good Hang.
The first ever.
It sounded like that was sort of like
were
saying.
Maybe yeah, because it was a full cast of like Amy's SNL like coworkers.
Right.
Like Fred Armisen was there.
Right.
Rachel Dratch, Seth Meyers,
yeah.
all these yeah
and
iconic
it's funny,
people.
Funny seeing Fred Armisen. Like, well, first of all, funny to see all these people.
Yeah, together
on a Zoom. Like, because like you're so used to seeing them looking all glossy and
yeah high production
and yeah like, but they're all just kind of like in an unflattering angle mm-hmm. of their laptops, just like standing there with headphones on and a microphone, and like and Fred is like being like, is the microphone sounding good? Like, he's like touching,
he's like, check,
he's like
check, yeah
on. Yeah. And but meanwhile like Rachel Dratch is like
yeah,
freaking
like,
out, like it's so funny. Yeah. And one thing I noticed, Fred Armisen is like barely laughing through the
mm-hmm.
whole thing. He's kind of like snickering a little bit, but he looks a little bit more like he knows this is gonna get cut.
Yeah,
like, so he's just sort of
the
like,
assumption is that this would never make it into
right,
the yeah final
right
episode.
But I just
and
think it was
it
so over the top that they were like, we need to include
yeah.
this. And right at the end of the clip, Fred Armisen starts to laugh, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that guy must be so hard to like make laugh.
Oh yeah, I bet people go up to him and just like try to do jokes
and he's
like
not laughing,
this is
like, yeah.
no thank you.
But that was a really it felt so sweet and genuine to hear him like give
mm-hmm.
a few chuckles after.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
I was like really laughing watching
yeah.
it.
Yeah, your turn.
All right, so my final gem of this episode.
Whoa, already.
This is an ad from 9 years ago.
All right.
For a company called Sleepy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a YouTube video. It's called A Return to La Isola di Sleepy Jones.
Oh, luxurious.
It's just such a vibey video. It's like, it looks like it's shot on film.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was maybe shot on film. I don't know. But you're in Italy. You see these like beautiful people wearing these just sort of like nice linens
mm-hmm.
that you're like, is this what just what people in Italy wear? Like, I don't
walking
know.
Walking through
like,
the island.
Yeah, like
yeah.
people are walking around and they're kind of describing like the day in the life of like all these things that happen in the event that they happen. Like, so-and-so goes to the cafe and she orders a coffee and then she speaks to this man who's delivering the
mm-hmm.
paper.
After a coffee, il barista sets the tables. Il bagnino smooths the sand. Il pescatore brings his day's catch to Pana, who prepares lunch for Giuliano.
It feels like Amelie, sort
mm-hmm.
of. Like, it has that vibe of, like, these chain of events happen yeah. that then result daily in another life, thing happening. Yeah. It's just so cool and it's so cinematic.
Reminds me of Wes Anderson with the like yes. zoom out. There's yeah. like that scene where he's like on the stairs or something and then it zooms out completely. Yes.
Yeah. yeah, they do the zooming out. Like it's kind of, it's shot in like a 4:3 aspect ratio, mm-hmm. which gives it that very cool feel. And when I first saw this, I thought maybe it's an ad for like a resort, like maybe because you sort of see people like sitting at the beach or like beach chairs mm-hmm. and umbrellas
lounging around.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. maybe this thing is Sleepy Jones. Maybe this is like an Airbnb or like something. Turns out it's a pajama company. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the ad is like lounging and wearing pajamas. And when you watch it with that, you're like, oh, of course, yeah. it makes sense. But it's one of these ads that feels like they're advertising the vibe.
The lifestyle. Yeah. I feel like you weren't sure what they're advertising because Italians in general are just really relaxed and like lounge around. So you're like, oh, they're dressed fancy. But I don't know if like that's exactly what they're going for.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I love. And like it's a video that I go back to because it just has like a warmth to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems really timeless.
Yeah. It's a good vibe. All right. Let's move on to your last gem of the episode.
My last gem is an email newsletter called 6 at 6 on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm also realizing there's a theme where like kind of similar to the channels that I brought up, like it tells you what it is in the title and kind of this one specifically tells you when you can expect it.
Right.
So you get 6 things at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
That's cool.
Yeah. Which is helpful because it kind of prompts your audience like when to show up.
Yeah. And they spell it like they spell out 6 and then it's 6 at the number 6.
Oh, yeah. That does seem intentional.
Sort of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cute.
So this is a newsletter by Billy Oppenheimer, who's the research assistant for Ryan Holiday. Are you familiar with Ryan?
I don't think I've heard of Ryan Holiday.
He's an author who writes about Greek Stoicism. Oh. And then before that, he was like this wunderkind chief marketing officer, I think, for like American Apparel. So he wrote all these books about marketing and like he has this one called Trust Me, I'm Lying, where he exposes like the marketing industry.
Wow.
He's really well known for like the sheer number of books that he's able to put out. And a lot of that has to do with his ability to take really excellent notes.
And Billy does not put out books. Ryan.
No.
Puts,
okay. Billy helps put checking, out books. Checking, he helps research for the books. That's cool. Yeah. He's also like our age, which is crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Billy known outside of newsletter world? Does he have any like podcasts or YouTube or is it just?
I don't think so. Ryan has a podcast. Oh, so really? Maybe Billy helps him research that. I'm not sure. Cool. So the format, it's 6 at 6 on Sunday. And the 6 things that you get are certain stories that are centered around a theme. So it'll be like today's 6 at 6 are about perseverance or like honesty or some other specific theme. And he generally is similar to us curating these stories of successful people kind of overcoming a challenge or like giving a specific nugget of advice.
Yeah.
And they all have to do with a certain theme.
Cool. That's so cool. I really do love, I mean, we talked about this in our last episode, but like there seems to be a trend of people that are making human curated lists of things that they find interesting and cool. And I love that we're seeing that. I hope we see more of this because like I'm starting to get a little bit of algorithm fatigue.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm not enriching my mind in like the way that I should be.
It almost feels a little too like not repetitive with the exact things we're getting, but like the way it's presented. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe like it's not feeling as fresh or like as specifically curated.
And
I
find myself now, I'm not really even discovering things that I'm feeling so excited to discover.
Whereas with his stuff, I'm immediately like going to click on the on the newsletter when it shows up. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is one thing that I really am liking about doing this podcast, just like both personally for like the two of us to like be really mindful about what we're like presenting to each other, like that alone, like finding things on my own, but then also hearing what you are bringing to it is also very cool. And then the fact that we get to share it with the people out there. It's very cool. And I hope that we see more of this in any form, newsletter, podcast, YouTube video, whatever.
Yeah. I love the different kinds of media we're getting into.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that Billy does a lot of research. And as Ryan's research assistant, he has to like parse through a ton of things. And like Ryan's such an avid reader. And I know Billy like reads a ton too, just by virtue of what kind of work he does.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I know that he has honed his skills of curating and choosing what's actually good present to Ryan. And so I know in this newsletter he'll be doing the same.
He's a respected researcher. Mm-hmm. He's a respected tastemaker.
Yeah. Actually got into this newsletter because I was also working as a research assistant at the time for Dodford, and I was like, oh my God, we're on the same wavelength.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
it's hard to parse through a lot of stuff and know what's good and kind of curate your taste. Yeah.
Do you consume a lot of written newsletters?
I am subscribed to a lot. Sure. I don't always get to all of them, but this one I do make time for.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I like don't really have many newsletters that I'm like,
oh really,
reading frequently.
I have a lot. Written newsletters feel a lot more intimate sometimes than videos. I don't know, there's something about like reading their words yourself
for sure. Well, thanks for sharing your gems. These are great pulls again. Of course, those are all the gems we have for you guys today. Links to everything will be in the description below, including a bonus gem, a seventh gem. Make sure to look that one up and look through everything else. Do yourself a favor, open up all of the links that we have in the description in like specific tabs per link, and then just make your way through them. It's like a nice just little experience to see something that's been curated by two people that actually care about good things on the internet.
If you have any gems you love, let us know in the comments and maybe you'll see them in a future episode.
Thanks for watching. As always, we'll see you next time.